Do you guys hear that? The waves. I'm at my podcast studio, also known as the beach. Favorite spot to record, for sure, hands down. Why wouldn't you do it here, I guess? That's what I'm wondering. Well, welcome listeners. Welcome all new listeners. If this is your first time streaming in, if you will, I'm Samim, I'm your host, and this is not a podcast about anything but to get us to a higher loving place. I have Checker with me, my dog. He's 5 months old, so I guess he's still a puppy. And he's without a doubt the most adorable thing ever. He's too much. Except when he eats sand or some shit like that. Then I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? When he shits in a place where you're not supposed to. But that's the price you have to pay. Everything in life is balanced. So are you willing to pay the price? Oh, the bug is now. He's chasing this bug. What are those bugs called? The ladybug? Yeah, now it's on his neck. He doesn't even know it. He's just hanging out there. Welcome back to another incredible episode. Again, welcome new listeners. This podcast is a weird podcast for sure. Given the title, given the topics, given the host, given how it's recorded on my phone at the ocean. Just everything about it. Just super duper. Super duper weird. So anyhow, and add on top of that up to this point, and probably including this point, there's no listeners. So now the ladybug came. Oh man, ladybug flew on my forehead. It fell down to the sand, and now it can't get into. Oh, there's a lot of ladybugs. Holy crap! There's like 3-4. There's a lot of them. Holy crap! Where did they come from? Anyway, so. Checo, stay. I got Checo loose. I tied up a little toy bone to the back of his leash so he can't run away too fast. So in case I have to chase him, which thank God hasn't happened yet, or at least not a long. What is it? What do they call those chases on TV where the cops chase the bad guy for a long period of time? I don't know why it's not coming to me. It's not one of those. You get the point. So, new listeners, welcome. And I talked a little bit about what this podcast is about. Weird podcast, but at the same time, with a very high, I guess, noble ambition, if I can say that about my own ambitions with this podcast, to feel love, to feel happy, joy, feel connected, feel all the beautiful things that we're all chasing but don't know where it is, sort of thing. That's what this podcast is about. And I what makes me qualified to talk about things about these things, I guess I'm a human, so, and you are a human, so, and we experience things. So anybody's qualified, really, to talk. Anybody's qualified to... We don't have to convince people. Oh, Checo's so cute. He's just like right up against me, just protecting my back, watching out for any... now he's chasing the ladybug again. as long as you don't claim something, you advocate for something that could harm you or anybody else, go for it. Knock yourself out. Share your experiences. Share what you feel is on your heart. And that's what I'm doing this podcast. And I've gone through periods, extreme highs and extreme lows. And actually, I'm going through a low now, very low. And but that's why it's so important for me to do this podcast, to get through the lows, to remind myself of what I already believe. But I've gone through extreme highs. They're very rare. For some reason in my life, there's these periods of extreme highs where it's just heaven on earth. There is literally no way. I can't imagine anybody feeling happier, more joyous than the way I felt during those periods. And it's just this. It's just this incredible, incredible lovey-dovey feeling. First time was when I came with my mom. When my mom took me, when I was living in Germany, and we went on a trip to the United States. It was heaven on earth, California more specifically, and that's why I'm here in Hermosa Beach right now. I think I am. That memory will forever. It's me. I knew that place was me, and I'm here now. It's home now, hopefully. It is home. I shouldn't say hopefully. That doesn't make sense. It is home. I'm just scared that I just got laid off, so I'm scared that I'm forced to leave, which scares me a lot. And then the second time was when I came into the lives of the kids. There was a period of about 8 years where right there in the middle of it was just pure heaven. And so many ladybugs. So now I'm here and going through the dark period because the relationship ended where I was with the kids, and I'm going through hell, if you will. But it's not hell. It's hell, but at the same time, it's not. I don't know how to explain it. It's I'm going through a tough time. Can we say that? And this podcast is sort of helping at times, but it's, again, as I mentioned before, there are no listeners, so that could be incredibly discouraging, and you sort of lose motivation, and I just got laid off from work, so now I have everything against me, if you will. No listeners, no family, no job, and not sure what the future holds, and I want to cry. But I'm not that type that cries and feels bad for themselves. I think I don't think I do it now. I think I've done it in the past more. And Checo is just so adorable. Compared to, like, if this is the worst thing that could happen to, like, a lot of people, losing their jobs and being lonely and losing their mind and all that stuff, you know, I'm handling it pretty darn good. Like, pretty darn good. And I credit sort of all the things that I talk about on this podcast. It's because of the things that I believe in and I apply. But I have to remind myself on a daily basis what those things are, hence this podcast. This podcast is the reminder. So anyways, I'm doing a series, 50 Rules of Stoicism by Ryan Holiday. Going through all the rules. I don't know why I committed to 50, that's insane. But I would like to get through them. So I mix a little bit of my own personal life with these rules. You know, personal update on my life, plus go over the rules. And I love these rules because they hit home so hard. I mean, when I read them, it's just like, these are things that I already, like, deeply believed or come to believe more recently. And that doesn't mean I've mastered them. There's a difference between being aware of them, sort of understanding them, and then actually living them, right? There's this and it starts off all with ignorance, you know what I mean? And it starts off with you not knowing, but then there's this evolution. It's a great day to swim, I just realized that. So what I was trying to say is I've come to know these rules a lot better, and I come to believe in them a lot more. And like, now when I read them more recently again, I was like, holy shit, these rules are incredible, especially for certain goals, certain people. They're better than others. I think, I think Rumi, for example, is a good example on the opposite side of the spectrum. Almost, it's sort of the opposite. So on the other, sort of on the other side of the center, is good for artists. I think. Checo, stop eating stuff. Damn it. I don't know what he's trying to eat now. But Rumi is sort of like great for artists, and then the 50 rules of Stoicism is great for business people. So anyway, so I'm excited about the next rule. I try not to look at the rules ahead of time. I mean, I've read them, but I don't remember the order and what they were. So many ladybugs. Now it's one is on my coffee. So here we go. Wow, it took 10 minutes to get to the rule. Sorry. I don't know why I said it the Canadian way. I really want to get a paddle board. All right, so here we go. Rule number 6, I believe. Rule number 6. Let's see. Make sure I don't see the next one after that. Where is it? Where are the rules? There we go. Rule number 6. Okay. You are the product of your habits. Okay, I knew there was going to be some rules that I'm not either too fond of, or I would like to replace them or adjust them based on my own personal life. That doesn't mean that that's the better way to go. I'm not fixing them. I'm not saying they're better. But this one is, you are the product of your habits. This one is not the one where like I'm like, people, this is, dear listeners, this is what I live by. This is what I 100% believe in. I do believe in it, though. You are the product of your habits. So basically, you become what your habits are. And I guess I'm scared of this rule because my habits are not great, I guess. They're okay. You know, I work out, my habit. I record these podcasts, hot habit. Play FIFA. I also play FIFA a lot at 39 years old. Habit. So there's things that like sort of there's parts of it that sort of like I have to face like reality and be like, oh, my habits are maybe not the greatest. I don't always clean up as good as I can. I don't always give 100% attention to my cooking. So, and all those are sort of, and it's okay because there's these rules are superseded by more fundamental, profound rules, which is always be kind to yourself, always be honest with yourself, and that supersedes everything else. And but you are the product of your habits. So what you do, what your habits are, is who you become. And to be honest, I don't want to go too much into this rule. It's just there's not much I could say, I guess. Like I don't want to talk out of my ass. Let's just to talk. Like, oh, I have to talk about this rule. There's going to be rules. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this, honestly. This is one of those where like, okay, you heard it, you interpret it, you might have a better understanding of it, view of it than I do. But yeah, so you know, I'm glad. I mainly wanted to record this episode because for the first time in a while, the pressure is sort of creeping up on me. Because I got laid off, and because I don't have the kids around, but thank God I have Checo. Wow, he's so cute. And I have the beach, and I have this incredible, insanely amazing weather. And I wasn't gonna step out. This is how you know depression is creeping up on you. You're sort of. You sort of have a hard time getting out of bed because you're thinking like, what's the point? I got nothing to do. There's nothing to get out of bed for. So I got out at 7:30, 7:40 or so this morning, which is late for me. Not trying to show off or anything, but that's usually me sleeping in. But yeah, see a guy pedal boarding. I was thinking of picking up surfing, but I think pedal boarding would be more me. I'm wondering. You can get these large inflatable boards
at like Amazon or whatever else, the other side, Wayfair, for like $130, the whole thing, the whole kit. That's insane. I should just get one. But how would I, then I would have to inflate it on the beach. Because if I'm moving from the beach, because I'm moving away, like 7 minutes out, then I can't really put it in my tiny ass Sonic. So anyways, great day to go swimming though. This morning I had to figure out what to do. I'm like, I have no motivation. Depression is creeping up. What is my own philosophy? What would Will Smith do? You know, and to this day, I don't think I have the greatest answer, by the way, to exactly why I picked that title. Honestly, but I feel like there's something there. I feel like there's something, there's some major connection there that I haven't been able to articulate yet. But, you know, this morning, but then like there's mornings like these where like I have to like sort of, I have to remind myself of what I believe in, you know. And one of the biggest ones when it comes to beating depression is do what you can. Like, don't apply all or nothing thinking. And that's what I try to do. It's like, oh, what's the point of going to the beach? What's the point of going for a hike? What's the point of creating a podcast episode? You sort of like lump them all together because you didn't do one thing, then you don't do anything. So I'm like, this morning I should have, and then the should have stuff too, like don't shit on yourself, as my therapist was saying, used to say, or you know, we're sort of on hold because I got laid off, can't afford it, which also kind of makes me nervous. But like, my point is, what can you do? Like, what do you have energy for? I'm like, I saw Checo, he's always energetic in the morning. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to take him out, and the weather was just gorgeous. Like, we haven't had this beautiful weather in a while. So we had him like 1 or 2 days at some point, but not really. Like, this whole winter has been like super weird weather in California. And so today's beautiful. So I was like, let me just step out, you know, and let me just, you know, let me try. So what do you have energy for? Ask yourself that. And then I kind of remissed playing FIFA at the kids' house. That's one of my favorite activities. And I'm like, why am I cutting that out for some artificial reason, for some egotistical reasons? So I'm like, no, if that's what I have energy for, if that's what I was good, then don't cut it out. If that's, you know, don't do things artificially, should, and then you get depressed because you have to do things that you should. Learn to become, learn to trust the universe in the sense that it will take care of you if you're being yourself. If you do what you love to do, you will work hard for the right thing when the time comes. So till then, don't shoot yourself, if that makes sense. I feel better already. How about this? This was like, if you knew how unlikely it was for me to do this, or how much I was considering not doing this, and how much I had like wasn't motivated, and I didn't think this would make a difference, and now it actually made a difference. Especially with Checo being so adorable right now, it's not even funny. He's not even running around. I have him loose, which really scared me. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to record this because I'm going to keep yelling, Checo, come back. And so that was like one of my worries. But he has not been bad at all. He's been right next to me so far. And so, yeah, I got myself some comedy tickets. So it's going to be here in Hermosa Beach. And I was like, just force myself to do it. I wasn't going to do it. I had this. I didn't have the motivation to go to an event. But I'm like, no, let me just do it. It's only $26. Like, and plus, it's in Hermosa Beach, so I don't have to spend like $50 on Lyft, Uber. So it's like, there was all these signs to do it. So that's going to be tonight. And oh boy, do I feel better now. Who would have thought, right? Who would have thought? Like, so never give up. And these rules that I'm talking about, these things that I'm talking about, these podcasts actually work. They've been working so far. I'm not sure what will happen if I get too depressed and I can't apply these rules. You know, it scares me a little bit, you know. And so I hope that's not a cop, because I'll get a ticket for Checo being here. There's a truck passing by. So, but I'll hide Checo under my... No, I think those are the trash guys, the cleanup crew. So this podcast is working without a doubt. I don't know what will happen if my depression does kick in. Will this podcast hold up? Will I get through it? Will what, not the podcast per se, but the things that I believe in, will I remember them? Will I be able to apply them? So I guess, I hope, I like to believe yes. I like to believe I'm not a person that gives up. I like to believe that I'm a person that will push through and make it through anything. And you have to sort of believe that. You have to believe that you are a person that can handle whatever comes your way. You have to believe that. You have to believe in that human part of you that is not somebody who gives up. I hate to word... I don't say hate. Why would I apply the word hate? This, but you sort of have to become your own hero, because you have to save yourself. And always remember that you're strong enough, that you can do it, and that you are not a person who will give up. You're not a person who will lose, if you will. You're not meant to lose. You're given... like I said, I cannot stress this enough. If you believe that you can't handle this, that this is too much, just know that that's not who you are. So keep up the good work in life. Keep your chin up. Stay strong. Listen to this podcast. Because these are all things that have helped me directly to get through some horrible times. And I have a huge ego, enormous, and ego is something that could be the reason why you might give up. And I have to sort of learn to work with my ego. I can't say I lost my ego, because it's not true at all. But I am working with my ego. I'm understanding it better than before. And so I'm sort of figuring things out in regards to my ego. Checo. Okay. There was a runner. I want to make sure he doesn't run after him. So the ego plays a huge role in any learning and anything in life. It's a big part of us. Wow, I don't want to blabber on, but at the same time, this is such beautiful weather, and I'm loving this podcast, and I hope you guys are doing great, and I love you guys. I really do, and I hope that we just get stronger, we grow, we forgive ourselves, and yeah. All right, hate to say bye, but no, Checo, don't need that. Okay, take care, guys. Bye. By the way, I didn't steal that from SmartList. That's something I was doing with my daughter before SmartList signed off on their podcast like that. So just FYI. So I'm not going to change it. So I'm still going to say bye.